In our culture, people are rediscovering aspects of shamanism independently and therefore are curious about what shamanism might have to offer additionally. It's precisely because people are discovering this for themselves that they are in fact following the shaman's way of antiquity, because the shaman's way in antiquity was an experimental approach. Far before what we call science existed, shamans were testing through their own personal experience the nature of reality, the nature of changing reality, and whether they were known by names such as, in our language, as magicians or seers, or there are many other names, and of course in many languages, names infinite. They were an integral part of almost all human communities at one time, as we can judge by the remnants of those communities scattered around the world. Mircea Eliade, among his many contributions, pointed to the most distinctive feature of shamanism, and he was quite aware that there were many other features of shamanism, as we all are, but he was trying to point to what made shamans different from many other tribal and indigenous healers, spiritual leaders, and so on, because there are many different types. Drums and feathers a shaman do not make. It has to be much more than that. And the thing that he found over and over again as a distinctive characteristic, although the shamans would do many other things, was the practice of the ecstatic journey. The journey in a trance, as he would have it, or in an ecstatic state. What we know today as the shaman's journey or the shamanic journey.